It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, glad to be with you today. What is it that you like to eat your food with? I sometimes like to eat with one of these. These are all different kinds of spoons. I want to show them to you here. When I was thinking about showing these to you, I just never knew there were so many different kinds of spoons in the world. Here's one. It's called a teaspoon. Yes, very usual kind of spoon. Here's one that looks like a teaspoon, but look very closely at the bottom of it. See those little things that kind of look like teeth down there at the bottom? Well, this is a grapefruit spoon. So you dig into a grapefruit like that to use that. Here's a sugar spoon and a serving spoon. Looks like a little one and a big one, doesn't it? Here's a gravy ladle, iced teaspoon. Here's a kind of mixing spoon, another kind of mixing spoon. But you have a lot of different kind of spoons at your house. This be a soup spoon or a cereal spoon. This is a very old one. I remember getting an old spoon like this and digging with it when I was a little boy. In fact, some children really do like to dig with spoons. But mothers and dads sometimes care a lot about some of the spoons that belong to them. So it's important to ask if it's all right to use one when you want to. I know someone who can make music with spoons. In fact, I'm going to call and see when she can come over. I told her that I'd like you to meet her. So she's expecting our call. Hello, Mary Alice? Yes, I just wondered when you could come. About 5 minutes? Oh, that'll be great. Fine, we'll see you then. Thank you. Bye-bye. She can come in 5 minutes, so that gives us time to see a film on Picture-Picture, one that I have wanted you to see. It's a film about how spoons are made. So let's just watch that together. A film about how spoons are made. See, that's a drawing of a spoon. But before a spoon is manufactured, people design the spoons. And this man is making a model of the design that the machines will copy later on. Both men and women design spoons. And both men and women can make models of them too. Look how slowly he works, tapping away at a piece of metal, turning it into a fancy spoon. Tap, 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 tap. Now it's time for the machines to do their work. This one is making the very first part of the spoon. It's called a blank. See those blanks? They look like little shovels, don't they? They're pretty thick. And then the blanks have to be rolled out and squeezed larger and larger. See what the machine does? This machine punches out the shape of the spoon. Punch. It's starting to look more like a spoon now, isn't it? Flat spoons. These are loud machines. Those workers need ear protectors, don't they? See what that's doing? Now the spoon isn't flat at the end anymore. Now it's time for cleaning and polishing. Wheels spin very, very fast, shining them up. Now this machine polishes all those spoons at once. They go back and forth like a seesaw. The ends of the spoons are polished now. And this person's carefully checking them. They look like tiny mirrors, don't they? The spoons are finished now, so it's time to inspect them and make sure that they're made just right. Just the way the designer and the workers all want them. Spoons. Spoons. Many, many spoons. That's very interesting, isn't it? Of course, different spoons are made by different people in different ways. Oh, there's a telephone. Hello? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, but you can come later? Well, good. We'll wait for you. All right. See you then. Bye-bye. That's Miss Sherrod. She said that she couldn't come right away, but she'll come a little later. So we'll just have to wait. Do you have to wait a lot for things? For people and things? Well, of course, everybody has to wait sometimes. But what's really important is what you do while you're waiting. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, while we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think up a song while we're waiting. That's liberating and will be true to you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, while we're waiting till something's through. You know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. One thing we can do is make up some make-believe. Come on, let's get the trolley. Let's think of something to do while... Hi, trolley. Trolley, we're going to have some make-believe while we're waiting. Mm-hmm. In fact, let's think of something that would have spoons in the story. Maybe at the castle. Spoons and the king and Lady Aberlin and, well, let's just make it up together. Neighborhood of Make-Believe, trolley.
Oh, hi, trolley. Want some tea?
Trolley doesn't drink tea.
Let's just pretend tea.
Not even pretend tea. How about a pretend peanut butter sandwich?
Oh, all right then. There you go, trolley. Our very best pretend peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, sure. Eat and run.
Would you like some more milk?
Oh, yes. Milk is my very favorite. I like it the most. Little more. Little more. Good.
Sugar?
No, thank you. You?
A pinch.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Lady A and Robert Troll, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
You're having a tea party in the garden.
We are, Uncle Friday. That's all right, isn't it?
So long as you use spoons. Here are spoons for you.
Oh, how thoughtful.
Yeah, except it's just a pretend tea party, King Friday.
Even pretend parties can use spoons. In fact, spoons go very well with practically everything.
Does work better with spoons, doesn't it?
Oh, Uncle Friday, do you have something in your throat?
No, that's just it. I don't.
Oh, well, would you like some pretend tea, Your Majesty?
Oh, that would do nicely.
Oh,
thank you.
Of course. Here, let's just...
You'll stir in plenty of milk, please?
Oh, certainly. Would you stir that in, Robert?
Surely.
Sugar, Uncle Friday?
Never. Thank you.
Okay. Go. There you are, sire.
Thank you very much, yes.
It's good, isn't it?
Very good.
Yes. Tasty.
It's well stirred.
Yeah.
I remember having tea, real tea, one time on the side of a mountain.
On a mountain?
Halfway up a mountain, to be exact. What a beautiful view there was there. Oh, my, such glorious memories.
And all from a sip of a cup of tea.
Yes. That mountain was taller than any we have around here.
You like tall mountains, King Friday?
Very much. In fact, I was just thinking about something.
Oh, something fun, I hope.
Oh, it would be fun. Yes.
Well, what is it, Uncle Friday?
I think it would be fun to have a tall mountain right beside the castle.
Oh, yes.
That would be fun. And we could have tea on it, we could climb up it.
Yes, and how would you get a great big mountain right here?
I'm sure you'll think of a way.
What?
I, King Friday the 13th, command you both to make a mountain right beside the castle here in make-believe.
But Uncle Friday!
I'm sure you'll find a way. Thank you for the tea. You may keep the spoons to use on the mountain. Good day.
Good day.
Boy, how do we make a mountain?
And a tall mountain at that.
Yeah. We could ask some of our friends.
What friends?
Well, I mean, anybody in the neighborhood here.
Woo-hoo! Come here, dears.
We could start with the you-know-who.
Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Woo-hoo! Well, hi there, Tootsies.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Do you want a fat mountain or a skinny one?
Lady Elaine Fairchild, how did you know we needed a mountain?
Word travels fast in this neighborhood. Well, take your choice, a fat one or a skinny one.
Well, I like them both, but how do we make them?
You grow them, silly. It takes about 600 years.
Oh, but Uncle Friday needs one right away.
Friday is full of foolishness.
600 years?
Yeah, now what do we do?
I think we should sing a song.
That's a good idea. Take our mind off it.
Well, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
You start.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, shidely dum de mooly, a moodily dum de shidey boom boom,
shidely dum de mooly mooly. Shidely trolly bum,
a moodly toodly roodly goodly moodly trolly boom.
Hey!
I feel better.
Okay, yeah. Kids, now how does that help?
Well, while we were singing Shily Dumdy Boom,
mm-hmm.
I had an idea.
Oh, what is it?
It seems to me that if you want to make a mountain,
yeah,
that what you ought to do is talk to people who live in a tree.
Oh, X the Owl and Henrietta Pussycat.
Exactly.
Lots of luck, friends. I'll see you in about 600 years.
Well, thanks for your help, Lady Elaine.
Try every mountain. Toot toot. Mm-hmm.
Toot toot.
Let's go see him. Let's see if we can find him.
Oh. Hello, can we help you?
I'm looking for Friday, but I don't think I found anything but Monday.
Oh, well, you found the neighborhood of make-believe. Does that help?
Yes, that's the right place. But how do I find a day and a place?
Well, see, in this neighborhood, there is only one Friday, and that's King Friday.
Oh, Friday's a king.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I understand.
Good.
Can I ask why you need to see King Friday?
I'm a baton twirler. I entertain people.
Oh, do you entertain trolls?
Of course. I'd love to twirl for a troll. If you'd just move back a little bit, I'd be glad to show you.
Do it.
At least in reality. Yeah. Now, how do I find Friday?
Well, I like you, so I'll take you right to him myself.
Thanks.
Sure.
And I'll go and talk to X and Henrietta.
Okay.
Oh, I hope you have a good time with the king, Mr.
Shade. My name's Jeffrey Shade.
I hope you have a good time with the king. He's in for a great treat.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lady.
Lady Aberlin, I'm the king's niece.
Oh, well, I hope you have a good time with the owl and the pussycat. I just love little pussycats.
Hey, the king's gonna love you, Jeff. Come on, I want him to see that egg.
Bye.
Let me see if I can do that.
X? Henrietta?
Meow, Lady Meowmulin.
Hi, Henrietta. I've just seen a wonderful baton twirler who loves little kittens.
Meow, nice. Meow, 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 how people do meow like meow.
Oh, I don't either. I guess it just takes years and years of practice.
Meow.
Henrietta, how many years have you been living in this treehouse?
Meow, 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 all meow life.
So you really understand about trees?
Oh, meow, certainly, meow trees.
Then could you tell me how we might make a mountain?
Meow, meow, mountain?
Yes. That's what Uncle Friday wants us to do.
Meow, people meow make mountains.
Well, I know, but King Friday wants us to try.
Meow for?
Well, see, he wants to have a tea party on the side of the mountain.
Meow see.
Hey, everybody. How in the world are you?
Meow, X.
Hi, X. Oh, we're just fine. Except we were wondering how to go about making a mountain.
Oh, how high does it need to be?
Oh, as high as the castle or the Eiffel Tower, I guess.
Well, then, cover the castle with trees or cover the Eiffel Tower with trees. Then you've got yourself a mountain.
Meow, 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 trees.
What an idea. Oh, thank you both so much. I think I'll go and talk to Grandpère and see how he feels about living inside a mountain.
Let us know if we can help you, Lady Aberlin. We know a lot about trees, don't we, Henrietta?
Meow say.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you both very much.
Meow, 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 meow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, while we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think up a song while we're waiting. That's liberating, and we'll be true to you. Grandpère! Grandpère!
Bonjour, dear.
Lady Elaine, I did not expect to see you here.
I like to be where the action is.
But the action isn't here yet.
It will be.
Bonjour, mes amis.
Ah, bonjour, grand-père.
Vous m'avez appelé?
Ah oui, je voudrais vous demander quelque chose.
Oh, excellent.
Hey, wait a minute, you two. How about some English? I'm not so swift in the French as you are.
Lady Fairchild likes to know everything that's going on.
I know that. Well, grand-père, what we need is to make a mountain.
Faire une montagne?
Oui, yes, to make a mountain. And we wondered whether we could use your tower and put lots of trees on it and call it a mountain.
Pour toujours?
What's that mean, pour toujours?
Pour toujours, that means, does the tower have to be a mountain forever?
Oh, probably not, grand-père. You know Friday, he changes his mind all the time.
Très intéressant, une montagne. Je serai l'âme de la montagne.
Then it's all right with you, man of the mountain.
Certainly. I love to do new things.
Oh, great. I'll tell Uncle Friday.
And I'll start looking for some trees.
Thanks, Lady Elaine.
Toot toot, dears.
Toot toot. Au revoir, mes amis.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Oh, wonderful. I'll tell Uncle Friday and Robert Troll and Mr. Shade. I wonder if he's ever twirled a baton on the side of a mountain. La 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 la, la 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 la. Oh, trolley. It's so wonderful. We're going to make a mountain.
Trolley? So, they're going to make a mountain in the neighborhood of make-believe, so King Friday can have a party on the side of it. Isn't that fun to think about? Are there any mountains near where you live? Or is the land pretty flat? When I was a little boy and went to see my grandfather, he lived on a mountain, and I liked to try to climb. In fact, he would sometimes go with me. There were many trees on that mountain of his. Oh, maybe that's Mary Alice. It is. Come in, Mary Alice.
Hi, Fred. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, I'm glad you could make it. I'd like you to know my television neighbor. Come on in. Now, when you play the spoons, do you like to stand up or sit down?
Sit down. I prefer to sit down.
Where would you like to sit?
Right here will be fine, thank
Good.
You.
Now, should I get you some spoons?
No, I carry my old faithful with me. Just the two regular tablespoons.
Oh, you use these big ones.
Oh, yes.
Tablespoons.
The tablespoons, because they're bigger hands.
And you hit them like that?
No, you put them in your hand, and you hit them like that. You know, you just...
So oh, that sounds great.
Spirit, you'd like
hard?
To try it?
I would.
Put your fingers in there like I have mine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just put your three underneath, and you're like that.
Uh-huh.
And just leave a little opening. This finger here controls up top.
I see.
And you leave a little opening so you can...
You hit it again.
Right. It takes a lot of practice. Time, patience, and practice.
Oh, it must.
And you also get a sore finger from it, but it sounds nice when you accomplish it.
Well, I'd like to hear you play them, if you would.
Glad to.
When did you start to do that?
Well, when I was a little girl, and we'd play the spoons, well, do the dishes, and we had nothing else to do. And while we were waiting, we'd pick up the spoons and play them. And it's very nice.
You and all your family?
Yes, all the family, even down to the little ones. They get the little teaspoons. The tablespoons are for the bigger hands, and the little teaspoons are for the children.
And I guess if you're real tiny, you can start by doing that.
You keep your rhythm that way, yes. Yes.
I really like that.
Well, Fred, I'd like to play more for you, but I have other things to do, and I have to get moving.
I'm very glad you'd come.
And I thank you for inviting me.
I know you're a busy woman.
Okay, and thank you again.
And a talented one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Mary Alice.
Bye-bye, Fred.
You could get two little spoons and put them together. In fact, oh, I want to show you these. See these two tiny spoons? They are spoons that belonged to my two boys when they were little. I'll just show them to you like that. Yeah, one was Jay's and one was John's. I remember feeding them with those spoons. Well, good memories with spoons. Now, there you are, fish. Oh, fish don't need spoons for eating, or knives and forks, do they? Oh, we'll think more about spoons and trees and mountains and towers and all sorts of things the next time. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There is only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.